I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Y98, Courtney and Company, warming you up? I don't know.
Nah.
I had to stop and get a little tea because I finished my coffee like before I was out of my neighborhood this morning.
What did you have to stop and get?
Tea.
Tea?
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
But I pull up to the drive-thru and I realize my window is not rolling down.
Oh, it's so frozen.
So then I get out and I'm trying to like scrape it and it's... And I'm embarrassed because there's someone behind me. Well, like 30 seconds later, she opens her door and she's trying to like scrape her window because everyone's windows were frozen shut.
It's too early.
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
This would be a good day to use your new little whatever.
Yeah, ice scraper that I left on my desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
I park in a garage, so I can't. Mine, I don't need it.
Yeah, I needed that.
I don't want to brag about my garage parking, but okay. So I just told you about the weed bars and could they be a new thing at holiday parties? I think most of us think, I just think it's not a great idea.
At the work party for sure. But I also wouldn't want my wedding. I wouldn't want everyone to be stoned at my wedding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. they would not see your first dance because a lot of these weed bars are set up not like right in the main thoroughfare. So if you want a little private weed tent, they've got that set up. Okay, but this is, and you know I love a study. I love a study that's based on like whatever, you know, office character you are says a lot about your personality, or find out which office character you are.
Oh, yeah, we love a sleep study. We love studies about coffee.
Horoscopes.
Studies all day.
I enjoy those kind of things. This is the best. And it doesn't give me any information on how they came up with these numbers, but here you go. Does your kid's role in a nativity play predict their future salary?
Yes!
That's great.
All right. So I always wanted to be Mary, and the blondes always got to be Mary. Mm. The blondes in my class.
Really?
Yes, always.
I picture her as a brunette, but okay.
Oh, no, blondes. They were all blondes. All the blondes were always Mary. And so I don't even remember what part I had. I'm thinking I was probably just a shepherd, maybe.
Well, this is kind of a sexist study because, I mean, how many female, like, there's Mary.
Yes.
And then an angel.
Angels, guys. Yeah,
but you could also be like a lamb.
I don't remember being an angel, and I think that would have been a really great acting gig for
me.
Hilarious.
Stretch.
Yeah.
I remember being a Christmas box wrapped.
Were boxes on stage?
No, this was for a different, like, they were... All the classes did a different little something, and I was the M for Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't remember. Kevin, you were what?
I was one of the kings. I was actually Balthazar.
No kidding.
Yeah, three kings.
Wow.
Balthazar, Gaspar, and Melchior. Balthazar, most important of the three.
You've always struck me as more of a Gaspar, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so their theory... But then it doesn't work out to this, is that kids who get better roles go on to do better in their careers.
Okay.
But so that would be true of any type of grade school production then?
Yes. I was cheerleader one in the production of Sis Boom Bah in eighth grade. I never got a big part. And I remember auditioning for the eighth grade play.
Yeah.
I didn't have a great voice. But my mom, such a stage mom. You know what I sang? Everybody was singing church songs to audition. No, I sang If They Can See Me Now.
If They Can See Me Now. Oh, Lord.
How old are you?
12.
That's hilarious.
That little gang of mine.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And naturally, you won the role.
I got cheerleader one, Kevin. It was not.
Oh, yeah, that's a total cheerleader song, by the way. You had some
I mean, I would like to know anyone that sang a more ridiculous song for their grade school play tryouts than that. Was it from Sweet Charity? Was that it? Or was it another? It was Shirley MacLaine. Yeah. I know that, right?
Okay. Now I'm glad that I stayed in the orchestra.
Okay, so that's what they're saying. Yet, the highest paid character
is what?
The Ox.
The Ox?
What?
Why? How can that be?
It doesn't give me any information.
Oh.
Well, they do keep time.
55,000 $55,000 a year on the Ox.
What's the lowest?
That was a slow burner.
It was good.
What's the lowest?
The lowest is the lamb. The lamb at just 25. Mary makes more than Joseph, but only $2,000 more. Mary's 50, Joseph 48.7. The innkeeper. I don't even remember the innkeeper.
Then it's just innkeeper.
The innkeeper. 47.4. Shepherd, 37. Wise man, 33. Now, I would think a wise man would be way up there.
Everybody's listening to him.
And the part that most people have, the angel, 32.2. This is from Scotland, so I don't know.
Jeez.
But they don't give any data.
It's just like, this is what you're going to make.
That's right.
Your kid.
We pulled the neighborhood children from years ago, and here's what they're doing now.
It's based on two people.
Yeah. So there's your absurd study of the day.
I don't know. It's kind of sad. I'm kind of pulling that Wiseman salary. So.
Did you say Wiseman?
He did. Albert Wiseman.
Innkeeper Wiseman.
Your forecast. I'm glad I went to public school. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny, windy, cold, and a high of 24 today. We're not even halfway there. It's 11. And Lance Hildebrand has a look at
Chicks. It's Y98.
The most wonderful time of the year is here. At Crown Vision Center, use your vision benefits and flex spending dollars before they expire and enjoy 50% off complete eyeglasses. Schedule your eye exam today at crownvisioncenter.com. See what matters.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine. Fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact. The kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract.
Finish it, Courtney.
All I can say is wow. No. Okay, so that's the song that I sang to try out for the 8th grade musical.
Mm.
And, you know, my friend Susan, I believe she sang Send in the Clowns. But no, I sang a song that was based on a hooker. That's right.
Wow.
Sweet Charity.
Wow.
Well, as you do, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get the role. You got cheerleader one.
I did, which I was, it was perfect casting.
You're right.
My performance may have not been the most solid. Kevin said he sang a ridiculous song, too, to try out for his.
Yeah, we got on the thing in grade school about our favorite song. We had to do it in a music class, and you had to sing your favorite song.
Oh,
so, you know,
that's a lot of pressure.
Well, you just had to sing a little bit of it. It wasn't a big deal. And then you would bring your record in and they'd play it. So people are bringing in Michael Jackson. They're bringing in, you know, the Commodores. And who was the Kajagoogoo? No, I don't think they were there yet. But there were a lot of really hip stuff. And I bring
there
in.
There were a lot of really hip stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I brought in Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.